Making this choice was easier than usual because you knew that, if you reacted the right way to the events that would be coming their way, the coming lifetime could turn into the natural end of your earthly existence because it had nothing left to teach you. You would then be ready to be released into the freedom of continuing their studies in our world, exploring and gradually moving on to ever higher levels. Until you have completed your earthly education and passed the final exam of redeeming every last one of the debts in your spiritual bankbook, this is impossible. The main reason for accepting the offer of another earthly lifetime was the knowledge that we, your spirit friends and helpers, would be with you all the way to support you and help you work your way through the tough patches that inevitably would be coming your way. You were aware that your main obstacle would be assisting your earthly self to become aware of its true nature and the spiritual background of its existence, and that whatever it required would unfailingly be provided by the wise ones in charge of it. The only thing it would have to do is ask, as without that no help can come to anyone in your world. Many other spirit souls came to the same conclusion as you, and that is why your world for some time has been so heavily overpopulated. Do not worry about this unnecessarily, as this too will sort itself out in the natural course of events. And do not be disheartened whenever you have to work your way through periods of despair and darkness. Whatever happens, comfort yourself with the knowledge that much good will come out of everything in the end and that you are clearing up some more of your karmic debts. There is no need for blame, only for forgiveness. What you are going through is a clearing and cleansing process that steadily increases your spiritual stamina and endurance. At the same time, it provides you with greater wisdom and a better understanding of the spiritual background of earthly life in general as well as your own. For some time, the Christ light has been flowing with increasing force into the individual and collective consciousness of your world. There is good reason for being of good cheer and rejoicing, because everything that is presently making earthly life so hard to endure is but a passing phase. It is a preparation for an initiation of such momentous proportions as has never before taken place on the earth, and that is the rebirth of the human race into the conscious awareness of its true nature. The Fall of Humankind, Part 5. Digging for Gold. As pointed out earlier, every one of God's creatures throughout the whole of creation is loved and tenderly cared for by the angelic hierarchy. This applies to all human beings, wherever they may find themselves at any given moment, and it does not make one iota of difference whether you are one of the highest and mightiest in one of the countries of your world, or maybe just a gold digger on the internet or anywhere else in your world, or someone on the death row of Sing Sing. If you were a digger who tries to extract money in deceitful ways from anyone who is gullible enough to fall for your sweet words and charms and swallow your tales, your success would depend on the karma of your potential victims. God and the angels guide you to the right ones. If someone did something similar to what you are doing now to those around them in previous lifetimes, with their help and will, you are going to succeed with that person. The snag is that in one of your coming lifetimes somebody will have a go at you. The likelihood is that you will then have no idea whatsoever why something so unpleasant should be happening to you. Encountering you is an essential part of your victim's payment of their karmic debts brought over from previous lifetimes into this one. If this is not the case with one of the people you approach, we open their inner eyes and help them to recognize the intentions behind your advances. Yet, if someone is inexperienced enough to put their trust in a person they have never met personally and whom they do not know from Adam, they deserve what comes to them. Their own life's experiences are going to teach them the invaluable lesson that, unless a somebody who enters their life has proved themselves as trustworthy in the course of many years, trusting them is a mistake. There is nothing wrong with making them. The most painful ones are never forgotten and therefore the best ones. Everything that happens in your world is but a passing phase and part of some eon's life lessons and the balancing of their spiritual bank account. Nothing takes place perchance or is a coincidence. These things do not exist because all events are part of God's plans of life, the great one for the development of the human race and the individual one for you in this particular lifetime. Should you be one of the before mentioned gold diggers of your world and you are reading this, the time may have come for the waking up of your spiritual nature from its slumbering state. In that case, you are meant to start digging for gold that is much more precious than that which is available in earthly life and can be bought, sought and stolen. Golden nuggets of God's sacred wisdom and truth are waiting to be discovered by you that will open the gates to your conscious awareness that you are an eternal being, who is part of God and can never die. No, one can or will take this kind of gold from you, it is yours forever. Even though for a long time you were unaware of their presence, God and the angels have always been with you, the same as everybody else. They are part of you and you are part of them. They could not leave you, even if they wanted to, not that they ever will. Because of this, spiritually everything has to be for real and there is no point in faking or pretending anything. God and the angels are the all, seeing eyes and all, hearing ears that swing into action when the time is right for the universal laws to return to you the seeds that were sown by you, either earlier in your present lifetime or during previous ones. And that is how in the fullness of time everybody receives their just deserts. God and the angels are constantly guiding and protecting each one of you against destroying the essence of your being, your spirit and soul. They have brought you to where you are now and it is they who have brought this to you. If you understand their message, reach out for them and ask for their assistance. It will never be denied to anyone. Upon request they are ready to show you ways how you, with the help of your own Christ self, can redeem yourself and make good where previously you transgressed against those around you. God and the angels will never lead you astray or tell you something that is not true. They can be trusted implicitly. All you have to do is pay attention to what they are telling you through your inner guidance, the wise one or living God within, about the next step on your journey of leaving behind the darkness of being ignorant of God's true nature and your own. The knowledge they are waiting to bring to every human being is sure to cure all of them of the nonsense of fearing God. Once you understand who and what God really is, nothing will ever stop you from loving Him, her with every fiber of your being. As you know by now, all characteristics and powers that are in God are also in every human being, if for a long time in seed form only. Even though many to this day believe that you are fallen angels of some kind, this is by no means the case. It is merely that every one of you has to work their own way through the various stages of their earthly education. Religions have been excellent instruments for teaching you about God's nature and your own during the evolutionary phase of getting to know the lowest and most depraved desires of humankind's crude and unevolved nature of the early stages of its development. Everything that to this day is happening in your world is a demonstration of how some people somewhere are still exploring the whole gamut of experiences that humankind's earthly education requires at various stages of their development. This means that the highest hopes and aspirations of your Christ nature as well as the lowest drives and urges of its earthly counterpart, have to be experienced by every human being sometime. Be of good cheer because a high and holy destiny awaits all of you, without exception. We cannot begin to describe the power and glory of the highest levels of life and the angels and masters around the throne of God. They cannot be expressed in earthly words, but the more you work with the vibrations of the universal Christ, with the help of the Christ star, the better you will be able to perceive what is happening in those realms. Earthly words and images cannot describe them. You begin to understand them when, with the help of the spiritual knowledge you are finding along the pathway of your earthly existence, The world of your feelings is enriched by love and goodwill towards the siblinghood of the whole of humankind and everything that shares Mother Earth with you. The most vital lesson of your curriculum in the school of earthly life is the one that teaches you to appreciate the siblinghood with all life in the whole of creation. There is no other way humankind can return to the full consciousness of its oneness with the Great Father, Mother of all life and their only born Son, Daughter, the Universal Christ. For some time by now this has been unfolding through a great spiritual awakening that has been taking place on the earth. This is constantly being speeded up by God and the angels in charge of your world. The result is a rapid expansion of consciousness of the spiritual background of your present existence, peace on earth and goodwill towards every form of life in the whole of creation, is the angelic message we are bringing you. And as long as you keep on keeping on, everything will be well in the end. We are with you, all the way, never doubt it. With love, your spirit friends and helpers. God's unerring justice. The essence of an extract from a teaching of the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stellar Polaris February, March 2018 under the heading, The Inner Awakening. The law of life is love and evolution through love. God is the law and the law is God, whose love and laws pervade and rule every level of the whole of creation. The universal laws cannot be influenced by anything that would change their course and corrupt them. They know no punishment or retribution and they do not judge. God's justice is perfect. Errors or miscarriages of justice are unknown on the inner spiritual levels of life. Every outer manifestation is an extension of the inner ones and therefore has the same qualities and characteristics. The law of karma is not by any means something negative, as many earthlings believe it to be. It is completely neutral and returns as many good and positive things as negative and evil ones to its sender. The law just is and functions exceedingly well. The only thing it has in mind for humankind is providing opportunities for consciousness expanding experiences that help every one of God's children of the earth to grow in wisdom and understanding, whilst redeeming itself and making good where it once sinned. In the whole of creation there is no such thing as chances, accidents or coincidences. Everything that happens is in keeping with God's great plan of life and is the result of the law of karma. In your world this is true for the events that on the surface of life are so tragic and hard to endure. If you had access to the Akashic records, you would be able to see for yourself that these occurrences are always the outworking of the karmic law of cause and effect. In broad outlines their conditions are as similar as possible to those that once set the karmic wheels in motion. This goes for anyone who is directly or indirectly affected by the events and also the groups and nations they belong to. This is how the whole of humankind, individually and collectively, is constantly in the process of redeeming some of its karmic debts. But the story does by no means end here. It is a well-known fact in your world that difficult and traumatic times have the power of bringing out the best and noblest qualities in many people. That is how the infinite wisdom of the Great Father, Mother eventually assists his, her human children of the earth with the development of their own Christ nature. Through manifesting it in earthly life good and positive karma is created that wipes out ever more of your karmic debts. This is the only way the Universal Christ, not as an outside force but from within your own inner being, in due course can save and redeem each one of you and your world. It is for this reason that some people feel drawn to the rescue services and when the need for it arises, risk and sometimes give their own lives for the sake of others. And because God's characteristics and powers are also in you, every one of you carries the power within, if only in its slumbering state thus far, for sowing the seeds of a more beautiful and peaceful world. Your present is occupied with attending to your karmic obligations and making every effort to go about it in the right manner. Learning to control your thought processes and living in harmony with God's universal laws empowers you to sow the right seeds in our present lifetime. The knowledge of this is the instrument God and the angels are placing into everyone's own hands, or rather heart and soul, for making their own contribution towards positively influencing your own future and that of your whole world. In the long run, it is irrelevant whether Christianity or any other belief system survives. It's the Christ spirit in every human heart and soul, in its total and unconditional surrender to its highest or God self, its kindness and goodwill, tolerance and love for all life forms is the only authority who can save and redeem each one of us and our world. We, your spirit friends and helpers, are part of it and working on it, together with you on the one hand and with God and the angels and masters on the higher and highest levels of life on the other. No one on their own has any true power, but together with them makes us so strong and powerful that anything can be done, and performing miracles is easy. And if you are longing to find truth, all you have to do is gain access to the Wise One, the living God within you. On that level of consciousness, the meaning of God's love is known, and you are meant to use the knowledge we are bringing you about it in your everyday life. In words, thoughts and actions, show the people around you how they too can find their own way to God's light, that is wisdom and knowledge. Encourage them to do their share of preparing for a golden harvest on the earth by sharing the seeds that are coming their way with as many as possible. Keep the glorious vision of the new golden age in mind and do not allow anything to deter you, and do not be disappointed when you see but a few results of your work. Hold steadfast onto the vision that we are giving you about the age of love and peace, wisdom and truth, that is sure to come into being as ever more of you desire it and willingly and unselfishly work on making their contribution to bringing your new world into being. And because God is in everything and at all times is manifests Him, herself through the universal laws, in the fullness of time perfection and joy will come to your world through everyone's own efforts. You will then be experiencing a life that none of you can as yet imagine, even in your wildest dreams. It is going to be a life of beauty and joy, health and harmony and the love that is the supreme ruler of the spirit spheres. They are spheres of pure light and beauty that are far beyond the world of desires of your present existence and the astral worlds. Spiritually, knowledge is light and ignorance darkness. Peace be with each one of you as you journey onward into the light of full conscious awareness. There is nothing to fear. God, the angels and we are with each one of you, holding your hands, giving of our courage and strength, and showing the way whenever someone asks for it. As everybody is required to do their share of the work involved, do your best to spread the good news we are bringing you. Whenever you wish to find out whether someone is telling you the truth, go to your inner guidance. It knows the way of all things and will never lead you astray. Naturally, this also applies to the knowledge you receive from us. No one is without value. The essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that reached me as the Lodge's Monday Thought, the 25th of March 2013. Each one of you is a precious and unique being, who is loved by the Great Father, Mother of all life, your true parents, far more than any of you can imagine. No human being is without value, and each one of you is of the greatest importance as a manifestation of God, who is in the process of evolving into perfection, that is wholeness, and through whom the divine forces in due course will be able to touch the lives of countless others. Your earthly minds are receiver and transmitter stations, and potentially each one of you is a channel and reflector of God's light. If in your minds you hold fast to the realization of God's light and life, it can shine through you into the whole of your world. In this way, the power of God's light can reach and illuminate everyone you get in touch with, as well as many others who are unknown to you. The esoteric meaning of the surface words of the Jesus legend's Easter and resurrection story is an allegory that describes the death and resurrection of humankind's spiritual nature. At the beginning of your education as physical beings, your spirit consciousness is nailed to the cross of earthly life. For wise higher reasons, it has to die in that environment, but after having spent many lifetimes in it, the divine spark in you stirs from its slumber. Slowly your spiritual nature rises from its grave, from your subconscious into your conscious awareness, so it can be resurrected by your earthly self. May the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, bless each one of you and through you renew and heal the heart and soul of humankind with its loving breath of life. And this is the essence of another teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that reached me as a Lodge's Monday Thought on 7th of January 2019. Every human being is constantly close to God's loving heart. For a long time without being aware of it, this love is part of you, and when in the fullness of time the divine spark within you wakes up, your own Christ nature starts to develop. Through bringing forth the highest and best that is within you, this part of your being provides you with the sweetness, nobility and strength of character of the divine, and also the inspiration and courage to move bravely along the predestined pathway. Wherever it may take you, it will give you companionship and never-ending happiness and joy as the glory of God's creation reveals itself to you more and more. From the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. Walking by faith. Rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. Walking by faith. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the book, Festivals and Celebrations. As a spark of the divine, every human being is a young god in the making, and whenever one of you tunes their earthly mind into the frequencies of the highest, vibrations of peace are created. Through making an effort to think nothing but good, constructive and positive thoughts and directing your hopes, dreams and aspirations towards the highest forces of life, the Christ consciousness in you expands and grows. In this process you gradually evolve into a vortex of spiritual light that, under the guidance and protection of God and the angels, has the power of changing the dark, evil and destructive elements of your world into good, right and beautiful ones that are filled with light. This is how, with the passing of time, your confidence in the highest forces of life grows and you develop true faith that is accompanied by feelings of deep inner peace and harmony. You have read, the great plan of life unfolds and your inner guidance tells you that it is speaking the truth. From that time onwards you have been walking the pathway of your life by the kind of faith that has its roots in a deep inner knowingness that, with the help of God and the angels, all things are possible and miracles really can be worked as soon as the conditions are right. You have every reason to trust because you not merely believe but know that many different forces of life are working in the background of the earthly plane for the highest good and the greatest joy of the whole of humankind and your world. On the deepest innermost level of your being you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that everything will be well in the end for the simple reason that the cycles of life always have been and forever will be moving forwards and upwards on God's eternal evolutionary spiral. In spite of long spells of darkness, for example the 6,000 years of patriarchy that kept humankind trapped in the prison of ignorance of spiritual matters and the evil that was created through this state of affairs, individually and collectively you and your world have been progressing nonetheless. To help the opening of humankind's heart center, God's heavenly light has always been penetrating as deep as possible into the individual and collective consciousness of your world. As a result, increasing numbers of you by now are manifesting their Christ or God nature and are behaving with love and compassion, goodwill and patience towards all life forms in Mother Earth's loving embrace. The legendary Master Jesus represents the Christ aspect in every human being. regardless of the fact that for a long time it exists merely in seed form as a tiny spark of the great light of the universal Christ, it has always been there in every one of you. Through taking possession of the spark and developing it, in due course all of you will be doing their share of assisting your planet with its transformation into one of healing and peace that radiates its energies into the farthest and remotest corners of the whole of creation, to wherever it is needed. And when at last you have reached the end of your earthly education and you are free to explore the higher and eventually highest regions of life, you will never be let loose on your own on anything in the spirit realm. The angels and masters and we, your spirit friends and helpers, will always be by your side to show you where to go, what to do and the things that are in keeping with God's great plan of life and those that are not and therefore would be unacceptable. This is no change from how we have always been guiding you and that on a reasonably long leash. You never have been alone and you never will be. God bless you all and peace be with you and your world. When St. Paul is said to have written in the Corinthians 5-7, we walk by faith, not by sight, who would have thought that the time would come when the true meaning of the Jesus tale had been revealed and ever more of you would really be walking that way. To help you with this, we are glad to tell you that there is a great deal more to every one of you than can be observed on the outer physical plane of life. You are multi-faceted jewels and many of the components of your whole being are still hidden from your conscious awareness, waiting to be discovered by you. Some have difficulties coming to terms with the concept that they are eternal beings who cannot die and that they have taken part in earthly life many times before. We hear them ask, if this is true, why do not I have any recall of what happened to me? The memories of all your previous lifetimes are stored in your soul on the subconscious level of your being. From there they are influencing everything you do in many different ways. This is how you bring with you into every new lifetime the earthly personality that has thus far been developed by you, and it's for your own protection that you are shielded against knowing about what went on before. That is because you have taken part in every aspect of humankind's earthly curriculum, as all of you have to do, and therefore have experienced some of the best as well as the worst this plane of life has to offer. Sometimes you found yourself at the giving end and on other occasions on the receiving one. If you knew about the things you did and have been involved in, you would find it impossible to live with yourself in the realities of each new lifetime with its fresh beginning. This is why God's wisdom and love guard you against the knowledge of your soul memories until you have spiritually matured sufficiently to deal with them. Seeing the greater picture, part 1. Rays of wisdom, leaving addictions behind, seeing the greater picture. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Stars of the North newsletter January 2019. The law of life is love, and the angels and masters around the throne of God are in charge of and responsible for God's great evolutionary plan. All life in the whole of creation, including you and your world, down to the smallest details, is constantly being cared for by the angelic hierarchy and countless groups of other spirit friends and helpers. We are but one of these groups, and we would like you to become aware that nothing anywhere in the world of matter can appear without first having been created in ours. We have come today to try to lift those who are finding it difficult to come to terms with their suffering and that of your world, above the limitations of their earthly understanding. To enable us to do this, we need to draw their attention to the universal law, God's laws, by which all life in the whole of creation is ruled. Naturally, this includes every one of you and your whole world. We can hear some of you saying, if the law of life is love, what about the suffering and sadness of the many tragedies that have always been happening in our world? If it were true that our God is love, how can such this deity allow these things? The time has come for you to know that nothing in the whole of creation ever is a coincidence or happens perchance without an apparent cause. Although many in your world believe that this is the case, it could not be further from the truth. Everything that manifests itself on the outer plane first has to be created on the inner spiritual level 1. The universe is teeming with life that is invisible to earthly eyes, and to make humankind's earthly existence possible, countless numbers of spirit beings are ceaselessly toiling in its background.